Hey guys, it's ChBD with Wombat and Shipwreck here with our day one. Why are you laughing already? Because I didn't have any idea what I was going to say.
Yes, pretty much.
I didn't even think about it at all. Well, we just finished our first real day of E3 on the show floor, and we're here to give you a wrap-up. So here is Shipwreck to start us off.
All right. We went and saw Eve Valkyrie first. And they showed off the new DevKit 2 on the Oculus with the new Unreal Engine 4 graphics and everything. Looked a lot better than last year.
Yes.
That game's great.
Yes.
I mean, it's fine. It's not for me. It just isn't for me. It's fine. I get it.
You don't care about space dogfighting even in any capacity.
He didn't even know why he was playing. He didn't get any kills.
No, I got none. It's just not for me. It's there are games that...
What are you thinking when you're in there? Flying around. Were you shooting the triggers at all?
I got a lot of hits. I just didn't blow anything up. I mean, it is only 2-on-2, so... You only killed me once.
Yeah, last time it was an 8-player demo, I believe.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
It was only 2-on-2.
No?
It was 2-on-2 last time, but ships took fewer hits last time.
I killed nobody. GP killed one. It's not like...
You only have 3 minutes.
I killed two.
Yes, well, you are different. You're like some sort of...
The one
like,
that Cheapy
you're
got...
You're like a video game Rain
the
Man.
The one kill
so
that Cheapy got was stealing one of mine anyways. I got an assist for it.
Okay. Only Shipwreck knows how to play that game.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, I would buy an Oculus Rift just to play that, pretty
would
much.
Would you?
Pretty much.
See, I don't know. It's like... I mean, it's cool. It's cool in the sense that, you know, like Disney World Star Tours is cool. But I don't know.
You could have Star Tours in your house. You would have it.
He's like, I don't know if I want Star Tours in my house.
Of course you do.
I mean, for $400 to have that in your house just to, like, play
it's
from...
It's a novelty.
It's definitely a novelty.
Definitely,
no question about
it. Cool,
it's a novelty.
It's a much better novelty than, let's say, Kinect or the Wii U gamepad or 3D on the 3DS or anything.
Says you guys until it's out.
Okay. Then what did we see after that?
Next we saw Lords of the Fallen, which is being, I guess, published by Namco... But it's being developed by CI, I believe. Is how that works.
Yes.
It's the somewhat like Dark Souls type of fantasy medieval setting, except it's not as open worldy as Dark Souls, and it's a little bit more forgiving. So it appealed to me more because it still had the kind of stuff where you needed to pay attention to like the animations and everything to know when you needed to block or dodge, and if you were fighting more than two enemies at any given time, you were going to die, pretty much.
I died a lot.
Right.
Yeah, we all died a lot playing that demo. But it was fun, and it apparently has a lot of like loot, and the different weapons were kind of cool. It's definitely a good idea, and I do think there's room in the world for more than one Dark Souls type of game. I do find it interesting that Namco publishes both of them, right? Isn't Dark Souls Namco Bandai, or am I making that up?
Dark Souls is Namco, or Bandai Namco.
Bandai Namco. So they're both Bandai Namco. I just think it's interesting. I guess they're trying to corner the market on that genre.
It did very well for them. So,
yeah.
I mean, they have multiple
smart,
Naruto games.
Yeah, it's a smart ploy.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Then what did we do?
Then we walked around the show floor some. Wombat played... Lego Batman 3.
It
was a revelation, I'm sure.
It was cool. You know what? I can confirm someone tweeted me and asked, and yes, Batmite is playable in Lego Batman 3, as is Solomon Grundy, as is The Flash. I'm trying to remember who else I saw. Killer Croc, Cyborg, Plastic Man, Superman. It's pretty cool. It's got a lot of cool stuff. A lot of cool characters.
Cool. I'll buy it.
Yeah.
I've already told Ty we're not playing any Lego games until a new one comes out because
yeah.
I'm burned
what,
out.
You know what else they made? They made this a little bit easier. What is like with Batman, if there's like six different Batmen, you hold the Y button and a wheel comes out and you could select which Batman you want as opposed to like...
Having to time it right?
Yeah. So they fixed that. They did not fix the flying.
The flying is still difficult.
Yes. So.
Okay.
Yep.
So we were wandering, we saw that,
You tried to stay in line to see hockey.
I wanted, so the EA booth is really bad this year. They usually, all their games are right on the floor. A lot of their games are on the floor, and some are behind closed doors. But now all of them are behind closed doors, so they could have a van for to promote Battlefield.
A van and an armored car.
Ah, yes.
And just sit there.
Just sit there. So I wanted to wait in line to check out hockey, but it was taking too long, and I have a feeling I'll be able, at some point in the show, be able to get in there. But the game comes out in September anyway, so...
So then we went behind Hooters, where Devolver Digital had set up shop. It's really beside Hooters.
Hmm. Next door.
Next door. Behind Hooters sounds better, though.
Yeah.
And they had everything. They had a good setup. They had food.
Those Airstream trailers.
They had a different
Jetstream? What do you call it?
Airstream.
Airstream.
They had a different Airstream trailer for every game. Right.
Set up
showing.
In a big square, so it was kind of closed off.
With a barbecue in the middle, and they had excellent hamburgers.
And tri-tip steak sandwiches that were divine.
So, and off-brand moon pies that were they were fine.
They were fine. Yeah. We did see a game while we were there. We saw Not a Hero, which
that
is
fun.
Yeah, which is for PC and for PS4.
Yeah,
and Vita.
And Vita. It's from the guys who made Ollie Ollie, the skateboarding game.
It's sort of like Gunpoint. It has like a look, similar viewing angle as Gunpoint.
But not with all the mouse. It was completely keyboard oriented. So it didn't have the Gunpoint mouse controls. It's a cover-based 2D shooter. It seemed like a good indie game.
I thought it was interesting how he said that they wound up changing the angle, the gameplay angle. Because a lot of the trailers I saw before, it was really in tight. The camera was really in tight. And now the characters are so small. And the fact that they had such a tiny TV there,
it was like
a little
game.
But it seemed cool.
It was a fun game. For a little indie, it was cute. It was cute.
What else did we do after that? The Borderlands?
We had the Borderlands, the pre-sequel. And we got a little demonstration. It was the same trailer that's been out.
With the harmonics dancing.
Yeah, with the harmonics dancing. And then we got to play it for about 20 minutes, I would guess. Yeah.
We finished our level.
Yep, me too even.
Yeah. That is...
Well, the big change is that it's on the moon now.
Yeah.
And so there's low gravity and when you're outside, so you can jump over people and kill
them.
And
guns that freeze people.
Yeah, and lasers and new vehicles. I mean, and spaceships I saw. Like, there was some spaceships flying by, right?
There?
Yeah, I had to shoot
they
some...
They were basically like the little helicopter things, but they were spaceships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They look cool, though. I wish, it didn't look as good as the PC.
It's tough to look at when you've played the PC version now and you go back to that.
The frame rate was the big thing.
The frame rate is a little off, but it still felt like Borderlands. It was
It
was still fun to play.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just still disappointing that this game is going to be old gen only.
Next year you'll have your Borderlands.
I know, but then I won't care and I won't buy it.
Liar. Next. No, maybe you'll buy it. Maybe not. You didn't even play the last one.
Yes, I did.
You didn't finish it.
No, I
didn't. Okay, what else? Wombat's falling asleep already.
We saw
6 o'clock.
Lichdom.
Right.
Lichdom.
Battle Mage.
Rectum.
Yes, Rectum Battle Mage.
Right.
Which is a first-person
mage game
that it's different than most anything I've seen before.
Hmm.
You played some of it, GP.
I played it, yeah. It looks really nice. You have a bunch of different, you have your fire magic, your cold magic, your lightning magic.
A lot of them, though.
Like, there's, like, eight different ones.
Eight different ones, but then there's all the different, like, there's the area effect, there's the just straight at shooting somebody, there's the defensive ones, there's a whole bunch of different ways you can combine them and everything.
Right. It's on Steam Early Access right now. The enemy AI maybe wasn't that great at this point. But the game, I thought it looked pretty good. It's running on CryEngine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm going to check it out. They gave us a early access code, so I will use it.
It looked very cool. There was a lot going on with a lot of terms when it was tough to, like, there was, because you basically loot to craft spells, and they're just these little orbs, and they had a different name, like they were Synergy.
There's a lot of that. Mastery, Synergy, I don't know. But it seemed cool. It seemed very interesting. It was interesting to hear how they talked about them being in early access and how it shaped the game. They just, they just took all the feedback in. What else?
Then we went and had an appointment with Telltale, so we got to play the Walking Dead Zen Pinballs table.
Yeah, we did. That's pretty cool. We got to play it, though. They have it in, like, this pinball cabinet with real buttons and flippers. It was pretty cool. It's fun. It's a nice table, though. It's a good... It's, if you like Zen Pinball, you'll like the table. Mm-hmm.
And then we saw Tales from Borderlands.
Yes, which I really enjoyed. Like, it had, we saw like half an hour of it, and I was glued to it the whole time.
You didn't fall asleep.
I did not. I was not the one.
I didn't fall asleep. I 99% awake, I would say.
Yeah, yeah. You just had a prolonged blink.
You just rested your eyes a little bit.
Yeah. Exactly. Prolonged blink. I like prolonged blink, yes. My eyes were dry.
But it looked very cool. I mean, it looked... They had the graphic cool style.
You know what you're getting. You know what you're getting. But there was combat. It was Telltale combat, but it was more than you would expect.
It was, I don't want to say this in a bad way, but it was more similar to what they tried to do with the Jurassic Park game.
Okay.
Where you had the quick time like swipes and everything like that.
Even in Walking Dead, they had some.
Yeah,
but it looked like maybe there's a little more in this.
A little bit. You weren't shooting people. You were controlling a one of those loader bots that dropped down, so you could like tell them what to do, which is kind of an interesting.
It works. Definitely works.
They handle their properties in very smart ways, like so it's familiar, but it's still different enough that it's
right. You don't feel like you're necessarily playing the same exact thing. And then what did we do? We walked around. So yeah, then we walked around, and it was very interesting to see how E3 has changed, even from this year, from last year to this year. It seems much smaller in general. It seems like the big booths, like PlayStation and Microsoft, there's a lot of space that you can just move around. I mean, last year we couldn't even walk through the Microsoft booth, right?
Yeah. Last year it was, there was the one, people wanted to see the one.
Yep.
Now everyone knows that they don't want the one, so,
Well, maybe some of the magic has worn off, but I got to play Forza Horizon 2, and I only waited 2 minutes to
play. I played it as well. Yeah.
I got to play the Fable Legends game.
Hold on, I got to
talk about your Forza. Talk about driving a car.
You drive a car. No, I honestly, the demo was not a great demo for that game because it's just you're just running a race, and it could just be Forza 5. There's none of the open world stuff. Best part of the
you drive through a field. That's
you off road a little bit. You can cut corners in this, and that was I didn't expect that. Actually. Yeah, I was surprised. I was like, wait a minute,
what happened?
The driving line is broken.
There were also different paths you could take around the course.
Yeah,
shortcuts and such.
That's why you got to take the Lamborghini now has all wheel drive. So
it seemed to handle fine. Yeah. I was holding down the gas pretty much the entire time because they had all the assists turned on. So why not?
But the whole draw of that game is the open world and not having to just do like a normal race like that. So I don't know that that's the best demo, but it was fine. I'm buying it and it's cool. What else? Wamba played Fable Legends.
Yes, that game it's a demo. The game's not finished yet. It comes out in 2015. The beta comes out this fall.
Oh, okay.
So that makes me think it's a 2015 game, unless they're shock the world, at least early. That game has a lot of work to do, or it's just not going to be very good. So, it was, you choose one of four characters, and then there's a fifth person who plays as the enemy, like Evolve, I guess.
The Dungeon Master.
Yeah, like as a Dungeon Master, where they can lay out some traps, but the traps aren't very inspired, and the maps themselves aren't very inspired. The four characters that you choose from really didn't seem particularly interesting. I was like a swashbuckler kind of guy with like a skinny sword. And he had his two attacks, light attack and heavy attack. And he could throw daggers or do a super heavy attack, which was just him swiping the sword a little bit harder. Or he could slap someone and stun them. But it's not enough.
And there's no story, right?
It's just like you're doing
like arena... In a big arena.
Yeah, right? And you just go around, you kill a bunch of guys, and then you fight a boss at the end, and then it's over, and it lacks the Fable part of Fable. Yeah, it lacks the Fable part of Fable. It lacks some sort of, like, reason. Why am I going and doing this? Why are we together? What am I running from? there's no causation, and it just kind of, it falls flat, and you can feel it.
Well, like I think the tricky part with doing a game like that is it's only as good as the guy you're fighting against. So that dungeon master has to be good. If he's really good, you're not going to have any fun. If he's really bad, you're not going to have any fun.
Well, I think, I don't know how much of it is randomly generated either. I mean, there were a lot of like little enemies coming out. I don't know if he decides where those enemies go. Does he?
Yeah, based upon their what they showed during their press conference, that was the idea that they had, was he was doing everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. I mean, it's not satisfying your Fable itch at all, it doesn't satisfy any itch.
Well, like, the combat in Fable was never, like, amazing, right? No. And that's what this all this is, right?
And it's like, you in your there's part of me that's like, well, if you're going to do that, then why not have it be like, everyone is a Fable guy, where you could choose a weapon and a spell. And
he's totally customized, and that's your guy, and he levels up. Exactly. And then, like, maybe like the way that Smash Brothers is doing it, like, builds your guy up.
And I'll go and I'll be my fireball guy, because the fireballs are cool in Fable. Not throwing daggers. I don't think that's, yeah.
There you go.
Fireballs.
Wombat knows what's cool in Fable. Don't question him. He knows Fable.
You get a button out of it.
I did get a button out of it.
the swag is pretty bad.
That's all I got today was a button.
What else did we see at Microsoft? Did we do anything else? I mean, they have a lot. You know, they do have a lot of kiosks on the floor, both Sony and Microsoft. But I don't know how much of it that you're like dying to get your hands on. Like, we went to the Sony booth right after Microsoft, just for a quick one.
Yeah,
we only had a little bit of time before the show closed.
Had, like, 45 minutes or something, and we were just walking through to see what was there.
They have a huge Destiny set up there at Sony, and Drive Club had a huge line. Biggest line, I think, that we saw at the Sony booth. I mean, even though it was late in the day, but
yeah.
I don't know what that means. But so that's pretty much it, right?
The Nintendo booth looked good.
We did a quick walk.
We did really quick, but there was lines for everything at Nintendo. Yeah. Not huge lines, but a few people deep, which was more than at some of the other stations.
Yeah.
So,
oh, I did check out Disney Infinity, but I guess we'll talk more about that after we see it. After our appointment.
Real appointment. Okay. Sounds good. Well, thanks everybody for listening. We will be back tomorrow with day number 2. Thanks.